Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Coming at you live from my room, actually. I had tried to record a little pre- and post-fight interview on myself before the title fight last Friday, but unfortunately I forgot to hit record on my phone, so I'm just going to recap the whole thing for you now. Basically, before the match, I was thinking about the different outcomes, visualizing the different ways I saw the match going, and in none of those outcomes did I see myself losing. I really prepared very well mentally, physically, and spiritually, so I just felt ready to go, you know, in every single way possible. During the match, I really felt that I fought well. I felt that everything came together for me, and I just put on a great performance. So I was super happy with the way that I fought. Even though I did end up losing the split decision to James Mikus, very game opponent, I felt that I fought well, I felt that I looked well, I felt that I represented myself and my team well, so, you know, all around a victory in my book. After the fight, my commentary was basically that it was a very positive experience, you know, I learned a lot. I saw a lot of things that I can improve upon as far as battlefield strategy, things like that. There was really just so many positive things that came from that. I met cool people. James was awesome. We became friends. I'm going to probably go train with him next time I'm in Colorado. Met lots of cool black belts. Lots of people saw my jiu-jitsu, and, you know, I think I inspired some people to get out there and train. So at the end of the day, you really can't be upset about that in no way, shape, or form. Really felt positive about the whole experience. So, yeah, those are basically my thoughts and feelings on the performance, you know. I would have loved to bring that fight to win title home, but we've already got spoiler alert. There you go. That shouldn't have been so difficult. Spoiler alert for you guys. Yeah, there's already a rematch in the works. So me and James will be fighting here in Oklahoma City probably in a few months, where I do see myself submitting him this time, closing some of the gaps in my game. Leading up to that, a little bit better preparation, more focused on the things that we're working, and, you know, just working hard to ensure my victory this time. A lot of people had expressed like disappointment with the call, but I felt that it was the right call under that rule set. Even though I was positionally dominant, it's a submission-only show, and I think that he had probably, you know, arguably the best submission attempt. Even though the heel hook, I didn't feel in danger. Probably my best submission attempt was either the rolling Kimura or the rear naked choke, and you could argue that his heel hook attempt was more dangerous than either of those. So I think that's what the judges saw, and, you know, I have the utmost respect for them. They're high level black belts, and they know what they're doing, so, you know, I never want to dog anybody out. And really, I think it's important for me to, as a person and as a man, take full responsibility for the outcome of my performance and not blame anyone else, you know? I think if we get in the habit of doing that kind of thing, it's really detrimental to our growth. So, yeah, you know, super happy with the performance, super happy with how everything went, super happy that I met a bunch of cool people. Shout out Philip Miller for letting me come and train the morning before the fight. Was able to get loose, soak up some good vibes and all of that good stuff. Tim and Jake did an awesome job commentating the match. As always, Seth Daniels, Missy Estrada, the whole No Sleep crew did a great job putting the show on. Shout out to Troy Everett. He worked and helped to put the show on the whole night and then went out and fought a game brown belt and submitted him with a bow and arrow choke, so that was pretty sweet. Pretty inspirational to see a dude bust his ass all night and then go out there and do work. Very impressive, so really just another great experience at Fight to Win. Still my favorite show, favorite production to fight on. And I'll be coming back for that belt. So, you know, I think it's important for me to look at this as a positive opportunity for me to fail forward and to use this failure to push myself to greater heights and to maximize my potential. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. You guys be on the lookout for this rematch that's coming up in Oklahoma City. I'll be sure to be posting on social media. You can find me on Facebook at Troy Edmund Russell. And you can find me on Instagram at Troy_Trilzarian, TRILZARIAN. So yeah, guys, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and give us a 5-star rating if you like it. If not, then fuck you. Good night and good luck.
Sponsor Spotlight.
Oklahoma Martial Arts Academy can be your home for self-defense tactics, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, mixed martial arts, boxing, Muay Thai, and much more. With classes throughout the day and week, we offer self-discipline with an accommodating schedule. For ages 3 and up, partake in classes, be a part of the team with Black Belt Professor Seth Norman and Brown Belt Janie Meadows. All in all, great people. Make the change today. We're located inside of Key Health Fitness at 14701 North Kelly Avenue in Edmond, Oklahoma. Or you can call us at 405-816-7242. See you on the mats. Oss.
All right, everybody, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Back to chiropractic.
My name is Dr. Jeff Ajazi. I'm a practicing chiropractor in Edmond, Oklahoma. I've been practicing for a little over 8 years. My practice is at 3560 South Boulevard, Suite 100. Come check us out. We're here to take care of you.
Thank you to my new sponsor, Hemp Connects. Really great people making organic CBD products. They've got like the chill pill that has a certain amount of CBD in a pill form. And then they've got the tincture oil that I use every day. You just drop a little bit under your tongue and it's the bomb. Like for muscle soreness, for inflammation, all of that stuff. There's just nothing better and there's no side effects. I highly recommend the CBD oil. I'm not a doctor or anything. So take that for what it's worth, but I do train a lot and I have a lot of muscle soreness and aches and pains, and I have a lot less of them whenever I'm using CBD oil.
We just wanted to plug Green Strength real quick. The founder of Green Strength, Lucius Christopher Tyree, did I say that right?
The fourth.
Any nutritional or strength and conditioning needs, he is the physical culturist around here. So be sure to hit him up, pick his brain, follow him on all of his social media stuff. He shares dope shit all the time.
You guys can find me on Instagram. It's Green Strength IV, as in Green Strength 4. And then my website is greenstrengthhq.com. And you can find me there. You can reach out if you ever have any questions or anything. And holler at me.
So, yeah, that's a wrap.